Hi, this is Yanni Washington Smith, and I am the writer, creator, producer, director, editor of Harlem Queen. Thank you so much for checking out our show. If you have any questions or would like to chat about anything that you're listening to, I love comments. I'd love to hear from you. You can go to harlemqueen.org and send me a message. Enjoy the show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror anthology Magenta Presents.
Or season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Good heavens, Mr. Luciano. What on earth are you doing here?
I provided libations for tonight's illustrious event. Allow me to kiss the hand of the loveliest debutante as she entrees into high society, huh?
You certainly may not.
We have some business to discuss.
Not now.
I held up my end of the bargain. Time to pay the piper, my dear, and get St. Clair's accounts.
It won't be easy. I don't care much for her. I'd even invite her here tonight, the most important night of my life.
Give me that information, Montessere.
Why can't you be satisfied with that book of hers that you have? You already own a fifth of her business.
You're not going to sneak out of your part of the deal.
It may take time.
You've had plenty of time.
I have to build a rapport with the woman.
She spent a lot of dough looking for you. I'd say you have a fine rapport.
She loves me dearly. But I'm not so sure if she trusts me. Say, if you give me her little book to give to her, she'll begin to trust me.
Get back the one thing I got over St. Clair? Sounds like a con.
You must be smart about this. If you want to get her coffers, you have to use that book. Think of it as an investment. Don't look at me that way. You'll get it back. It's really the whole case dough that you're after, isn't it?
I see the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I beg your pardon.
All right, I'll get you the book. But remember, I can make all of this disappear, and you disappear within a blink of your conniving eyes. So don't get too wise.
I wouldn't dream of not paying you the debt that I owe you, Mr. Luciano.
What the hell is Matteo doing on this side of town? Pull over.
Come on, Schultz. We're going to be late for Luciano.
I said pull over.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Matteo.
Oh, shit.
Ah, shit. Hey. Hey.
Matteo. Hey. Let go.
Hey.
I ain't do nothing.
What are you doing on Frankie's block?
Nothing. I was just ankling around the block is all.
Oh, yeah? What are these?
Right. I took over for Frankie. He ain't been feeling too good as of late.
These ain't my policy slips.
Thought you was laying low because you got pinched.
I ain't get pinched. You hear me?
Right. You ain't get pinched.
I already put the word out that things go back to the way they was. All runners on this side of the Harlem River run my numbers.
A fella's gotta make a living. St. Clair pays 20 on a bet. 25 on a hit.
You think I care what St. Clair pays? You dumb schmuck. Now I gotta teach you a lesson. Get in the crate.
No thanks, I'd rather walk.
You can take a swim wearing a brick tie. or you can get in the crate.
Dutch, please. Listen to me.
Yeah. In the car.
Let me explain.
You rather I pump metal into your sappy conk?
Wait! Put the gun down. Please, I'm begging.
Now, you can hobble back over to your block.
You're just gonna leave him on the sidewalk like this? He can bleed to death.
Nah, he'll be all right. Right, Mateo? Yeah. Put Sinclair's policy slips in plain view in his front pocket. Goons need to know that this is what you get when you run Sinclair's numbers in my territory. I wonder what's on the menu at Luciano's shindig. I'm famished.
Yes, can I help you?
We have an appointment with the district attorney.
Names, please.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair and Bunky Johnson.
Have a seat. The attorney will be with you momentarily.
I knew hobnobbing with Mayor Walker would help us make the right connections.
Still took us 2 weeks to get an appointment with district attorney, dearie. He better put a stop to that madman Schultz in the Bronx.
I still think me and a few fellas could have nipped this in the bud.
I need you to protect me, Bunky. Not kill people. Let these old fays blip off their own.
They like to look the other way when it comes to their own.
I do not want any blood on my hands.
Mrs. St. Clair, thank you for coming this morning.
Madame.
Pardon?
Madame St. Clair.
Pardon, Madame St. Clair. I'm Assistant District Attorney Evelyn Carson.
You are a lawyer.
Yes, ma'am. This way, please.
Bunky, you wait here.
Pardon the mess. I'm a little behind on my filing.
When will Dewey arrive?
I can assist you, Madame St. Clair.
I have an appointment with District Attorney Thomas Dewey. Not his Negro secretary.
You made an appointment with the district attorney's office. I'm one of the attorneys that works in this office.
I want to speak to the man with the power.
I would expect that you of all people would know that we women hold a lot of power. More than we even give ourselves credit for. Now, how can I help you?
I need Schultz off the streets. He's killed 3 of his own employees in the Bronx. He attacked 4 of my employees in Harlem. One, a woman in the privacy of her own home, is a madman. I have witnesses willing to testify. He needs to either be put in jail or killed.
I am working on it. Well, not the killing part. When I sink Luciano, Schultz and the others will fall too.
You will take down Luciano?
Yes.
And Schultz?
Yes, unless Schultz self-destructs sooner. He's dealing with his tax case and outsiders taking over his territory. Schultz cannot attack on 2 fronts for much longer.
When are you people finally going to resolve that tax case?
Not our jurisdiction. That is federal law. But Luciano's syndication is of high interest.
Luciano also needs to pay. He is a silent partner in my business that I need to get rid of.
For the record, state your full name, date of birth, and place of birth.
Stephanie St. Clair, December 12th, 1890. 1902, Le Montant, Guadeloupe.
And your current address?
409 Edgecombe Avenue, New York, New York.
Race is Negro. Are you aware of Luciano bringing women from other states to have them work as prostitutes here?
I am not familiar with the comfort business. A man tried to turn me out once and I caught him in the face. You won't try that shit on anyone again.
I remember reading in the papers about an acquaintance of yours, a Miss Michelle Mondesir, who was bailed out of jail in Pennsylvania with the intention for her to work as a prostitute for Mr. Luciano.
Michelle Mondesir never was and never will be a prostitute.
You have a relationship with this Miss Mondesir, do you not?
I've not spoken to her for months.
You invested a lot of money in her safe return a few months ago. I would like to contact her as well. Do you have an address for her?
I can give you her last known address.
Thank you. Are you familiar with the names Mildred Harris, Nancy Presser, Cokie Flo Brown?
Yes, I know Cokie.
Can you look at this sheet and confirm her address?
Why put the screws on these hard-working women?
No one else is willing to confirm locations.
You are tooting the wrong ringer. I will not put these women's lives in jeopardy. I didn't come here for this. Good day.
Once we prove that Luciano paid the bail for these prostitutes, we can prove that he earned money from prostitution, and he can be jailed for up to 25 years.
How does that get rid of Schultz?
With Luciano gone, they will destroy one another top down. Trust me. This will work because it will come from the least expected people, the hookers. I have already spoken to hundreds of people.
Hundreds. People need to know to keep their mouths shut.
They are willing to take the risk.
No court is going to take the word of 1,000 hookers over one man.
Oh, not just their word. Many of the women I spoke to had a man named Reynolds in common. I just have to find Reynolds.
If he worked for Luciano and is missing, he could be pushing up daisies.
Well, someone out there can confirm if he's dead or alive. I am willing to interview hundreds more to get the information I need.
Let me see the address you have for Cokie. You should also add a beauty parlor on 7th Avenue. When will this prostitution case happen?
Within the year.
What am I supposed to do about Schultz in the meantime? I could be in a wooden kimono in a few months.
Wooden kimono?
A coffin. I could be dead.
Well, maybe now would be a good time for you to take a trip.
I will never be chased out of Harlem.
Dewey is hell-bent on cracking down on the numbers racket.
I do not affiliate myself with the numbers. Mrs. Carson.
There will be a lot of noise uptown in the days to come.
I will take matters into my own hands regarding Schultz. Bon chance with your hookers.
What did Dewey say?
Forget Dewey. You and I will pay Schultz a visit tomorrow morning and get rid of him once and for all. Parky Bunky. Just like clockwork. After all these years, same shipment of booze from Canada, even the same driver.
His son is a lot bigger.
10 years will do that to you.
Should we meet them at the garage?
I want to see if they take the same route. Make sure he doesn't see us.
If he's been taking the same route for 10 years without anyone harming them, I'm sure he's let his guard down.
East on 135th Street? Next will be a left on Amsterdam. You see? Next will be a right on 145th Street. And... we go past the Polo Gardens, across the Harlem River into the Bronx. The same old warehouse. Pull up here. I'll walk the half block. I don't want them to see the car. Where is that bat Jose gave me?
Oh, here, up front. But you're going to need more than the bat.
I have my pistol.
Good. I have both of mine on me.
No, you wait here.
I'm not letting you walk into that den of lions alone.
I can't let anything happen to you.
So I'm supposed to let something happen to you?
I will be back in a few minutes.
That don't make no sense, Stephanie. We protect each other.
Come on now. Time to end this thing with Schultz. Together.
Beer.
All right, everything unloaded?
Yes, sir.
Come back to the office. Wilhelmina has your money ready. Look at that. Wilhelmina, you have the finest Zulu bottom. Ain't that right, Henry?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know? You blind, old man? Here, listen to these watermelons.
Oh.
You got the bundle ready for Henry?
Yes, Mr. Schultz.
What's the situation, Stephanie?
You stay here, in front of the truck. I'll go into the garage and get his attention. You don't have to worry about the driver and his son, but watch for the two goons with the guns in the back of the office door. And don't shoot the girl. As soon as Schultz comes out of that office, shoot him dead. Ready?
Always.
What the hell? Hey!
Get down, Stephanie! Here! Crawl over here!
Stop! Put my leg in the schmucks!
I have to get closer.
No, you can't shoot from here. It's safer.
Let me do this, Stephanie! Let's go.
You've been shot.
I'm fine. Let's go.
I'll drive.
That snake is finally done. I got him good, Stephanie. I got him real good.
That's beautiful, baby. We have to get you to the hospital right away.
No. No. You know I don't like hospitals. Take me to the house. I have the doc come to the house.
Yeah, you know me, Buck?
I can walk a little.
You've been shot in your back. You can't walk.
Where have you been?
Ruby, help me get him into the house.
Dear God, what happened?
Upstairs, into the bedroom. Hurry and get Dr. Burton.
Yes, madam.
There's so much blood.
I'll be fine.
Yes. You have to be. I cannot live without you both.
We'll both live better now that Schultz is dead.
Yes, my love.
I love you, Stephanie.
Well, see.
Promise me. Now you won't forget me.
Don't speak that way. The doctor is on his way. Hold on, Bunk.
It's cold in here. Close that window, will you?
Of course. The window is already closed, Bunk. I'll get another blanket out of the cabinet for you. Bunky? Bunky? Oh no! See, no!
The doctor is on his way, madam.
No, neither are we. Bonky is... Il est mort.
How much longer till the doctor gets here?
He's on his way. He's coming from Long Island.
No one closer?
No one who wants to work for you, Dutch.
Shit.
Try not to move. It's just a flesh wound, no lasting damage.
St. Clair is gonna pay for this. I ain't afraid of hand-to-hand combat. I will cut her heart out myself.
Harlem Queens stars Gabrielle Atkins as Stephanie St. Clair, Ian Bell as Dutch Schultz. Journey Brown-Santel as Ruby and Gwendolyn Bennett. Karen Schmalnecki as Schultz's mother. Denise Duran as Rita. Joshua Gold as Mateo, driver, and gunman. Stephen Hilton as Bunky and Langston Hughes. Peter Keeley as Lucky Luciano. Jocelyn O'Toole as Ida. Luke Slattery as Manos. Nina Smith as Michelle Mondesir. Michelle Washington Wilson as Evelyn Carson. Kara Young as Wilhelmina. Sound design by Experience J. Please check our show notes or our website, harlemqueen.org, for the list of music used for this episode. Harlem Queen is produced, written, directed, and edited by me, Yanni Smith. Thank you so much for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad, I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
to. He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home.
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.